I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Where I live, in Rockingham County, if you start talking about playing porch music or picking the blues, the name Bob Driver inevitably comes up. As you're listening to Bob picking the melody of Manola Rag right now, you can kind of understand why that is. Bob Driver is predominantly a blues man these days, but he grew up with country music.
There was something about music like that that got under my skin and really affected me. My mother was a college professional at both the local and the state level. My father ran a grocery business in a very rough section of town, and you know, our customers were primarily rural and working class people, and so I was exposed to, you know, kind of a lot of the hard realities that people in country music sing about. I was pretty sympathetic to people that drank too much, people that were poor, people that had hard times. You know, I could understand that because I saw it every day. In Harrisonburg, yeah, it was the old Micromac store on Wolf Street. My dad had an employee, Gary Pangle, who, when I started to play a little bit of music, he promoted me amongst the country music people he knew as this young boy that needed to learn how to play. And so I got to hang out with mainly the lawn party musicians.
Now, why did he think you needed to learn to play?
He was just a nice guy.
And he
was intuitive.
He knew you loved music?
Yes. Yeah. And I had by this time gotten a guitar and was fairly obsessed with it, but I couldn't play. And so Gary got me introduced to Herb Stroop, who had a band that was very popular with the lawn parties. But there was a guitarist with Herb. His name was Leo Todd. And he to me was the epitome of cool. He was a little short guy. He drove a beer truck, and he had Hula Girls tattooed on his arms, and he had this gorgeous Fender Jazzmaster guitar with the twang bar, and he had this very carefully choreographed way that he would work that twang bar in a kind of a swooping fashion. I've never seen anybody use a twang bar that way. But he would get the
twang bar.
That's what people call the vibrato bar. Guitarists call them the twang bar because it alters the pitch of the strings without having to bend your fingers. But Leo Todd, he could make the girls wiggle while he worked the twang bar. And I said, that's it. This is it for me. I'm interested in music. And at the same time, roughly in my life, I saw a guy on TV named Clyde Moody, who sang a blues. He was one of Bill Monroe's first backup musicians, but by this time he was on his own. But he did a song called Six White Horses, and it was the bluest country singing I'd ever heard. And when I heard Clyde Moody, it's like just everything turned to ice water. I just knew there was something beyond country music. I realized later this guy was a blues man. Even though he was a very famous country star, that he was a dyed-in-the-wool, just as blues as they get.
He has six white horses going to fight.
At some point, maybe down south on vacation, Bob Driver got introduced to what he calls real blues music and the people who love it and play it.
I had a friend, Reverend Billy, and he and I talk on the phone.
As in Reverend Billy Works?
Yes, exactly. And Reverend and I talk a lot on the phone and do a lot of, you know, music philosophizing and whatever. And Billy has been talking to me a lot lately about what was going through our minds as kids. What was inside us that made us turn to this music? Because it's not in the cards for guys like us to be playing the music that we play. And he has a theory that musicians and artists and mainly just creative people in general, you know, are born with a hole that's a little bigger inside of them than most folks. Everybody has a kind of a hole inside that needs to be filled. But he seems to feel that we were born with bigger holes to fill. And it's the thrill of improvising music. It's the thrill of creating music, of course, sometimes it spills over into other activities, such as, you know, just bad habits. But the main thing is that it's our creative life that is ultimately what's going to fill that big hole. Great. I got to thinking about it, and it's God, and it's music for me that takes care of that hole. You know, me and Reverend Billy were talking about, you know, the blues men we learned from. They're gone. The blues men have all died. And he and I both were either crazy enough or just, I don't know what was going through our heads, but we went into just the most evil sections of urban areas and cities, you know, checking out these blues guys and befriending them, you know, and nobody has that. Nobody has that opportunity today. And of course, the character of the music has changed. In blues, it's much different. What you hear today, the connection between the old blues singers and what people are doing today is either very thin or it's not there at all. There's no connection in many of the great blues artists that are touring because they've never seen real blues men. They've heard them on records, maybe saw a TV clip, but they've never got to sit down and drink liquor with them or sit knee to knee, you know, and this guy says, okay, put your finger here, you know, which is, you know, of course, with a lot of it with me was they didn't have to show me anything. It was just a matter of just sitting down and playing and feeling each other out. And Buddy Moss, you know, I was playing in a park in St. Augustine, and a man came up to me who was a touring musician playing at a place called the Trade Winds, which is a very popular bar down in St. Augustine, and he struck up a conversation with me, and he says, you need this address, and he gave me Buddy Moss's address. Buddy Moss was a top-flight Piedmont blues guitarist. He was running buddies with Blind Willie McTell, all those guys, and of course had all, you know, knew them all his life. And so Buddy was the real deal. He also wrote a blues hit called Hey Lordy Mama that became everything from a big band hit to now it's like the cornerstone of every, you know, organ trio in the country. You have to play Hey Lordy Mama to have a job, you know. Well, he's the guy that wrote Hey Lordy Mama, but he did it as a guitar-picking country blues singer. Those are the life-shaping things. You're never the same after you get to meet those kind of guys.
Meet me down in the river, sing, bring my shoes and clothes.
These days, Bob Driver doesn't just play his music. He teaches it as well.
Because of the fact that we'll never see those guys again, somebody has to tell their story. And that's what I try to do.
Find links, pictures, and a pretty much unedited version of my entire conversation with Bob Driver on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
Well, last night, I lost the best friend I ever had and set her down on me. Lord, and it feels so bad.